The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. Hi, this is the LifeSpring Family Bible, episode number 208. Today, we'll be continuing with the book of Job, reading chapters 9 through 11. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Shall we begin? Job chapter 9. Then Job answered, "Truly, I know that this is so, but how can a human be just before God? If someone wishes to contend with him, he cannot answer him one time in a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has resisted him and remained safe? He who removes mountains suddenly, who overturns them in his anger, he who shakes the earth out of its place so that its pillars tremble, he who commands the sun and it does not shine and seals up the stars. He alone spreads out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. He makes the Bear, Orion, and the Pleiades, and the constellations of the southern sky. He does great and unsearchable things and wonderful things without number. If he passes by me, I cannot see him. If he goes by, I cannot perceive him. If he snatches away, who can turn him back? Who dares to say to him, 'What are you doing?' God does not restrain his anger. Under him, the helpers of Rahab lie crushed. How much less, then, can I answer him and choose my words to argue with him? Although I am innocent, I could not answer him. I could only plead with my judge for mercy. If I summoned him and he answered me, I would not believe that he would be listening to my voice, he who crushes me with a tempest and multiplies my wounds for no reason. He does not allow me to recover my breath, for he fills me with bitterness. If it is a matter of strength, most certainly he is the strong one. And if it is a matter of justice, he will say, 'Who will summon me?' Although I am innocent, my mouth would condemn me. Although I am blameless, it would declare me perverse. I am blameless. I do not know myself. I despise my life. It is all one. That is why I say he destroys the blameless and the guilty. If a scourge brings sudden death, he mocks at the despair of the innocent. If a land has been given into the hand of a wicked man, he covers the faces of its judges. If it is not he, then who is it? My days are swifter than a runner. They speed by without seeing happiness. They glide by me like reed boats, like an eagle that swoops down on its prey. If I say, 'I will forget my complaint, I will change my expression and be cheerful,' I dread all my sufferings, for I know that you do not hold me blameless. If I am guilty, why then weary myself in vain? If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands clean with lye, then you plunge me into a slimy pit, and my own clothes abhor me. For he is not a human being like I am, that I might answer him, that we might come together in judgment. Nor is there an arbiter between us, who might lay his hand on us both, who would take his rod away from me, so that his terror would not make me afraid. Then would I speak and not fear him, but it is not so with me." Job chapter 10. "I am weary of my life. I will complain without restraint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, 'Do not condemn me. Tell me why you are contending with me. Is it good for you to oppress, to despise the work of your hands while you smile on the schemes of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh, or do you see as a human being sees? Are your days like the days of a mortal, or your years like the years of a mortal, so that you must search out my iniquity and inquire about my sin, although you know that I am not guilty, and that there is no one who can deliver out of your hand? Your hands have shaped me and made me, but now you destroy me completely. Remember that you have made me as with the clay. Will you return me to dust? Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? You clothed me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews. You gave me life and favor, and your intervention watched over my spirit. But these things you have concealed in your heart. I know that this is with you. If I sinned, then you would watch me, and you would not acquit me of my iniquity. If I am guilty, woe to me, and if I am innocent, I cannot lift my head. I am full of shame and satiated with my affliction. If I lift myself up, you hunt me as a fierce lion, and again you display your power against me. You bring new witnesses against me and increase your anger against me. Relief troops come against me. Why then did you bring me out from the womb? I should have died and no eye would have seen me. I should have been as though I had never existed. I should have been carried right from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then and leave me alone, that I may find a little comfort, before I depart, never to return to the land of darkness and the deepest shadow, to the land of utter darkness, like the deepest darkness, and the deepest shadow and disorder, where even the light is like darkness. Job chapter 11. Then Zophar the Naamathite spoke up and said, "Should not this abundance of words be answered, or should this talkative man be vindicated? Will your idle talk reduce people to silence, and will no one rebuke you when you mock? For you have said, 'My teaching is flawless, and I am pure in your sight.' But if only God would speak, if only he would open his lips against you, and reveal to you the secrets of wisdom, for true wisdom has two sides, so that you would know that God has forgiven some of your sins. Can you discover the essence of God? Can you find out the perfection of the Almighty? It is higher than the heavens. What can you do? It is deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he comes by and confines you and convenes a court, then who can prevent him? For he knows deceitful men. When he sees evil, will he not consider it? But an empty man will become wise when a wild donkey's colt is born a human being. As for you, if you prove faithful, and if you stretch out your hands toward him, if iniquity is in your hand, put it far away, and do not let evil reside in your tents. For then you will lift up your face without blemish. You will be securely established and will not fear. For you will forget your trouble. You will remember it like water that has flowed away. And life will be brighter than the noonday. Though there be darkness, it will be like morning. And you will be secure because there is hope. You will be protected and will take your rest in safety. You will lie down with no one to make you afraid, and many will seek your favor. But the eyes of the wicked fail, and escape eludes them. Their one hope is to breathe their last." Well, I think Zophar's advice is not helpful either. Zophar says, "Job, you must be evil because the evil's one hope is to breathe their last." Now remember what started this whole thing. God allowed Satan to attack Job even though Job was blameless. So keep that in mind. Job is blameless in all of this. Well, I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. How about you? I'm so glad you've been with me today. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.